A few weeks ago, I saw a Grammy-nominated musician named Chris Stiles Bacon perform here in Washington, D.C.
I wait a minute. I wait a minute. I wait a minute.
When he's on stage, he does his own style of hip-hop. He beatboxes, and he sings about life in the nation's capital where he grew up. Chris Stiles dresses to the nines in concert. He dropped by our studios with his guitar and looking stylish as always.
Well, I always have the afro. The afro is just how my hair grows, so I pick it and pat it every day. It's just me accepting my own hair and how it is in the world. I always wear a hat. Because I don't feel like picking out the full afro. That's too much work in the morning.
Okay.
And I'll be late for things. I tend to wear patent leather shoes every day of my life these days. Ascots and a nicely colored sock.
Pink polka dot going on there.
There it is.
I read about your bio, and anytime you're written up, it says that you grew up in Southeast Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
For people who don't know this city, our listeners all around the country, explain to them what that area of the city is like.
All right, so Southeast is a side, I would say, that is underserved. We didn't really get a sit-down restaurant until recent years. I'm talking about, like, waiters and waitresses and everything. And during the era in the mid to late 80s, crack hit D.C. pretty hard, and specifically that Southeast quadrant was really crazy. So for me to be here and to be a product of Southeast D.C., that's a feat. And I always make sure that I state that I am from there, because you could be of your environment, but that doesn't have to keep you from being who you want to be in the world.
You were one of the kids in the city out on the streets drumming buckets.
Doing the buckets, banging on the buckets and trash cans. Yeah, we couldn't afford the drum set, so we made a way, you know? And you would hear, like, these almost West African-like drum circles. And instead of djembe drums and all the West African percussion instruments, you have buckets and trash cans.
You have a song called Welfare Check.
Yes.
Does that come from a personal place? I mean, does that speak about your upbringing?
That comes from a very personal place. And strangely enough, that was my final paper for a U.S. government class at Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
A very well-known and prominent high school.
Amazing
in
high school. Yeah. My goodness. I convinced my U.S. government teacher to let me write my final paper in the form of a rap. You had to write about some type of, like, government system or body instruction. I was like, oh, I'll write about the welfare system. The first verse is, it's 1998 and we ain't got cake. While cats was getting laced, you know, like doing crack, mom put food on the plate. When the first of the month came, people traveled the same.
To North Capitol Street for their food stamp claim. No, we've been standing in the line since early in the morning. Get our piece of the pie, grab stamps, and then we gone.
That's how it was for us growing up. My mom has a disability, and that prevents her from working like the average job like a parent would do to provide for their kids. So in this case, mom would take any other job that she can take in addition to having like food stamps, her disability checks that she'd get from the government, and child support from a father who is not present. My mom did what she had to do.
Well, there's something about your songs today that really connects to real life. Mm-hmm. There's this feeling when I saw you perform in Washington recently. I mean, it was sort of, you know, you have a song called Wireless Signal.
Yeah.
That I sort of felt like, I mean, this makes sense to me. Explain to me where that song comes from.
So all of my songs are rooted in, like, just like everyday experiences. It just so happens that life is kind of interesting if you focus on the little details. And with Wireless Signal, that was a personal experience while I was teaching creative writing in D.C. public schools, which I did for 4 years. And then you always had to send in these timesheets. And so I procrastinate, wait till the last minute. And I would always hang out at this coffee shop on U Street called Mocha Hut. And I went to the last minute. I'm eating my little waffle. 12 o'clock is when it's due. If not, you're going to have to wait an entire, like, new pay period to get your check.
Oh, wow. So you got to get this in by noon.
I got to get this in by noon. And so I try to send it. And I'm like, oh, your internet is down. Oh, my God. Like,
bad timing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I really got to start paying for wireless now, because this is, like, crazy. And I just decided I'm going to write a song about that.
Well, can we hear a little bit of Wireless Signal? I know you got your guitar here. We
could... Ooh, indeed. To put it down on paper, this situation makes you want to pay for wireless, but I don't have the paper. I'm walking down the street, dodging sidewalk crowds on my computer to the sky to get this timesheet out. Y'all know what I'm looking for is a wireless signal. So if you had a hooker, let me grab my pencil. Ooh.
And we should say all the sounds there. I mean, all the percussion sounding things. That's all your mouth. That's beatboxing.
Yeah, indeed. That was a skill I cultivated as a kid, and that's one of those lack of drum set instruments right there.
Just teaching yourself? Did you just pick that up yourself?
Yeah, you know, as a kid, I couldn't really whistle or snap my fingers. I could just do this. So I would just do it as a pastime going around. And so from that point on, I knew that I could take this and make rhythms.
You make it seem so easy.
Oh, man. It takes a little bit of practice, though. It takes a little bit of time to get your mouth used to doing different sounds like that.
In a very moving moment when you performed the other night, mm-hmm. you looked at the audience and you said that a lot of people have certain stereotypes about hip-hop.
Indeed.
What did you mean by that? What was your message there?
Well, see, me, right, all of my records that I come out with, you might notice that they don't have any parental advisory stickers on mm-hmm. there. And this is not saying that I'm against current hip-hop all the way, because there's a balance. There's this part of hip-hop, there's the more artsy side, there's the more conscious side, and then there's the gangster rap stuff too, right? But the light is only being shined upon gangster rap.
This message that you shouldn't necessarily have negative stereotypes about hip-hop or make mm-hmm. assumptions about hip-hop or you when you were coming to perform, that led to a song called Children Album Gangsta.
Indeed.
What is the meaning of those three words?
So, Children Album Gangsta, it's saying like a status thing. Like, a person could be this type of gangster, this gangster, or you could, he's not like regular gangster, he's like Children Album Gangsta. Like, just making fun of it, being like, my gangster thing is I go up into schools and they be like, oh, snap, it's Cristal's Bacon. Or I go to a bar, like in the first verse, which actually happened, and they're like, oh, I'm about to pour the Patron for this man. I'm like, well, actually, I don't even drink alcohol, but if you could get me some cranberry and some orange juice, you know, I'd
be
happy. I'm a good man on that one, you know?
Can we hear a little bit of Children Album Gangsta?
Indeed. A children's show is harder than the showtime at the Apollo, and they don't need a Sandman to take you away pronto. Now kids stay excited, but if kids don't like it, they ain't gonna boo you, but they will start crying. Children let you know that it ain't about the gold, it's about having good times and having a good soul. To keep it honest with you, they the realest of folks. It's crazy how much we can learn from them even as adults.
That's Chris Stiles Bacon performing in our studios in his hometown of Washington, D.C. His new album is called Hip Hop Unplugged.
Society puts us inside these boxes while sealing us airtight, but I'm Chris Stiles Bacon. I'm a rip within the pattern. I can freestyle in the hood and